こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。バイリンガルニュース公式ウェブサイト bilingualnews.jp できましたので、ぜひ皆さんチェックしてみてください。 yes, 公式アプリとか、番組の文字起こしのテキストの取得方法、あとはお店ストアもあるので、ぜひチェックしてね。1個目、 Facebook で派遣社員として働いていたセレナ・スコラさんが業務内容が原因で PTSD を発症したとして Facebook と派遣会社を相手取り訴訟を起こしています。スコラさんは昨年7月にコンテンツモデレーターとして雇用され、規約に反している可能性があるユーザー投稿をチェックする業務についていました。その際、レイプ、拷問、自殺、殺人、動物や子供への性的虐待などが映った動画や写真を日々何千件も見なければならず、そのストレスから PTSD を発症しました。訴状では、Facebook は安全な職場を提供する義務を怠り、次々入れ替わる多くの派遣社員を危険にさらしていると指摘し、PTSD の検査と治療を提供すべきとしています。現在7500人以上が同様の業務についていますが、2万人を目標に増員が進められています。
A former content moderator is suing Facebook after suffering from PTSD. Selena Scola worked part-time for Facebook in July of last year, checking user content which violated content policy. The content she viewed included many images of rape, torture, suicide, murder and sexual abuse.Selena claims that Facebook neglected to provide a safe place of work and that other temporary workers are at similar risks. Facebook currently has some 7,500 content reviewers and they are planning to increase that to 20,000 people this year.
そう、まあ、この仕事自体がすごく難しいものであるって Facebook も言っていて、まあ、こういう仕事って今まで何十年もあったわけじゃなくて新しい業種だから、 Facebook 自体もブログとか見てると、まあ We have to wing it 的なことを言ってるんだよね。すごくストレスももちろん多いし、まあある意味主観が入ってる部分もあるから、ヘイトスピーチとかになってくるとなんか世論から怒られることもあったりするし、だから Facebook はこのコンテンツモデレーターが働いてるオフィスの場所とかも公にしてないぐらいなんだよね。だからこう裏で活躍してる仕事ではあるんだけど、その分こういうふうにすごい、まあ普通の人が見たくないようなものを大量に見なきゃいけないリスクがあるっていう。
Do you know whether these temporary workers were, to what extent they were informed of the kinds of content they would be
もちろん事前にそういうのを見なきゃいけないっていうのは伝えられてるし、結構訓練もするらしいんだよね。で、最初面接の段階でもある程度暴力的な画像とか動画に耐性があるかどうかっていうのはチェックしてるらしいんだけど、ただまあ言ってもね、自分は大丈夫ですって思って始めても、実際にどれぐらいのものを見るのか、まあ量もそうだし、中身もそうだしっていうのを、どこまでこの働いてる何千人がちゃんと理解してるかっていうのは分かんないよね。
I think it's clear that Facebook should not have hired this person for this job. You know, they should have a system that can evaluate, you know, whether that person is psychologically vulnerable to.
ただ難しいよね。その雇われた段階では、例えばある程度グロい写真とか見ても大丈夫だったとしても、それをじゃあ毎日毎日何ヶ月間も続けた時に
How do you know?
そう、どこで大丈夫じゃなくなるかっていうのは本人にも分かんないし、まあ、本人にも分かんないから Facebook にも分かんないし、一応 Facebook はそのいろんな訓練を提供したり、あのカウンセリングに行けるように、まあ、そういうプログラムを提供したり、健康保険をこ、あの派遣の社員にも提供したりとか、いろいろ配慮してる感はあるんだけど、ただ一方でブログ見てると、この職業の説明として Sometimes violent pictures とか見なきゃいけないぐらいに書いてあるのね。 でもこの訴状を見てると sometimes どころではないからそういうギャップもちょっとあった可能性もあるけど、
どうだ why do you think it's so psychologically damaging? Because it's just it must bias your view of what the world is or what people are like.
そうでしょうね。だから写真だけじゃなくてもちろんヘイトスピーチみたいな、まあ、他人に対してひどいことを言ってるとか人種差別的なコメントとか大量に見ていく中で本当に人間って最低な人しかいないんだなみたいに思っちゃうこともあるだろうし、
mm. Have you seen、Clockwork Orange?
No.
So I don't remember the plot that clearly for、mm. Clockwork Orange, but there's basically these rascals running around thinking the UK somewhere, but、one of them gets captured orI don't know how he ends up there, but he ends up in this testing facility where he's... This guy was a bad guy. He was doing a lot of bad things. And、mm-hmm. so I think it was an effort to rehabilitate him. I'm so fuzzy on this movie. I shouldn't be. But they have this contraption they attach to his head, which holds his eyelids open.
Oh,
and、
God.
He's forced to watch the most gory, the most horrific content.、
Huh.
For like days or something, you know. And
what happens to him?
I don't remember.
I
was hoping you wouldn't ask. It was a really long time ago that I saw this movie, and、
okay.
the movie itself is kind of horrific, right?、
Mm.
So you kind of feel like you yourself are undergoing a similar thing that the character is.、
Mm.
Yeah, why do we subject ourselves to these kind of horrifying and gory images?
Yeah.
When it seems reasonable to assume that there's some limit at which it's doing damage to your psychology.
Yeah, and 結局そのなんだろう、グロい写真とか動画見ても大丈夫っていう人でも自分で選べるじゃん。これを見るか見ないかとか。じゃあ動物の虐待は見れるけど子供の虐待は見たくないとかなんかいろんなさ、
うん、
ここまではいいけどここからは見たくないっていうのがあるけどこれ仕事になっちゃってると選んでられないから何でもかんでも全部見なくちゃいけないそうするとやっぱり全然大丈夫っていう人の方が少ないんじゃないてかほとんどいないんじゃないのって思うけど
People are very weirdly okay with different things you know some people just can't take bugs
Mm.
Some people are totally fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people want to work in a morgue.
Mm.
Or they're fascinated with anatomy or, you know, surgeons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like some people think about what surgeons do and they're like, oh,
yeah.
no. I'm not trying to look at the insides of the of a living organism.
なんて言うんだろうね。例えば、そういう外科医になりたいとか、お医者さんになりたいとかで、まあ、普通の人がグロいと思うようなシーンを見なくちゃいけないとかでもその人助けをしてるっていうすごく壮大なさ、
mm-hmm.
なんていうのオブジェクティブがあるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だから達成感もすごいだろうしただこの Facebook のやつってさただあこれはグロいからバンしますとかで終わりみたいなこうそんな別に壮大な達成感を得られるわけでもなくただ見なきゃいけないもののストレスはすごいっていうさ
Are you surprised that more doctors don't get PTSD? You know, thinking like they want to be a doctor they're pressured into being a doctor but then they have some experience where they have to deal with
まあでもそういう人もいるだろうけど
a cadaver or something and it's just like, I'm out
Yeah, maybe, I don't know But 前に話したか忘れたけど Twitter で日本のツイッターでこうリプライ の, リあのバイラルになってるツイートのリプライとしてグロい画像とかを貼り付けてそうするとみんなに見えちゃうじゃん大量の人に、
うん、
それを楽しむっていう謎の人たちがいてそれがちょっと流行ってたんだよね今はどうかわかんないけど
When was it 流行って
た本当数ヶ月前とかまで、
huh.
結構それがよく散見されていてでみんな見たくないのに見えちゃうからギャってなるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
そしたらそれをリポートしてくれたら私がそれを見てツイッターに報告してあげますよっていうアカウントとかが出てきて、
mm-hmm.
自分はグロい映像とか全然大丈夫だから、みんなのために私がツイッターに報告する係をやってあげますっていう人たちがいるの。そう。だからなんだろう、それは本当にボランティアでみんなのためにやってくれてたんだけど。
This always happens though. Like it would happen, you know, when you're in elementary school, someone finds something crazy and they're like, I mean, guys do.
Yeah.
Boys do. Like,Oh my god, this is so fucked up. This guy's dead, man. He's for sure dead. There's no way he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, and you have the debate about whether they died. But it happens with sports accidents too. So like,
oh, yeah.
There's a basketball player named Kevin Ware who snapped his ankle clean. Snap. And you could clearly see in the audience...Who's not okay and who's okay.
Right.
And they even had it zoomed in on the bench. Yeah. You know, some of the players were sitting there and how they reacted to the ankle breaking.
Yeah.
And most of them are just, you know, it's like this pulling away, like pulling your arms close to your chest. And you're just like, you know, they can't take it.
Yeah.
But there was a thing where people were trying to show other people
right.
the ankle break, people that they specifically knew didn't want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
私マイケルに対してめっちゃ怒ったこと多分今までに1回しかなくて、その1回はメールでなんかサメにかじられて死んでる人の写真を送ってきた時
Is that what it was?
その時だけはマジギレしてた。メールだったから多分私の顔見てないと思うけど、それで即メールしてマジでこういうの送らないでみたいな。
I'm lucky it was a maid.
Yeah. You would have been dead. But, そう、まあ、こういう仕事があるっていうのもね、今時ならではっていう感じだけど、一応ヘイトスピーチとかに関しては AI をもちろん Facebook も導入してて、ある程度自動でフィルターできるようにはしてるんだけど、それでもやっぱり人間が最終的にチェックしなきゃいけない部分はまだまだたくさんあるから。
Wouldn't it be a weird world where there is all this content being generated that no humans ever sawExcept for the creators. So there's just like a layer of information that exists on the other side of this AI mechanism, right? And so the AI is like your parental controls.
Yeah.
Right? So you turn on your AI parental controls and all of humanity is neotenized or becomes...childlike, like we will all become childlike. There's no one that has to take the raw truth, you know, straight on the nose anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing. It's good for whoever ends up not having to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I kind of want some humans...Other than myself.
でしょ?だから自分は絶対嫌じゃん。
Yeah, it's the first mover problem. I mean, if absolutely no one else on earth will do it, then I might do it.
But でもね、
I don't like the idea of just this invisible, nobody knows what's being put in there.
Yeah.
Is it all gory stuff? We're not sure. How do we know that some good things aren't being thrown out as well?
まあでも規約に反してるやつを次々見させられてるから、ほとんどがネガティブなものだと思うけどね。で、しかもこれって誰でもいいわけじゃなくて、まあ、いろんな言語に対応しなくちゃいけないから、例えば日本語喋れる人、で、日本語喋れるし、日本の文化も分かってる人じゃないと、例えば、ヌーディティとかの問題があった時に、そのコンテクストも分かんないといけないじゃん。ただのエロいやつなのか、なんかアートの背景があって、削除しなくていいものなのかとかを判断しなきゃいけないから。
How do you say something is not art?
そうだから、それ訴訟になってるもんね、前も多分話したけど。
And if it is art, how egregious is it to remove it?
そうなの。
It's such a
それで Facebook 訴えられてるじゃん、多分クールベの絵かなんかで。だからまあでもね、2万人にこれを増やすって言ってるから、このままもし対策が不十分なままあとね、1万何千人も雇っちゃうと、まあ、今後こういう風に PTSD になる人が増えちゃうと大変だから。
I really enjoyed those hearings with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's going to be this issue of how these platforms are going, how they operate. Is that issue is making it to the highest levels of politics and government and legislation. And there's this huge debate about whether they are, you know, if you're a platform, how much curating can you do before you become, you know, just another media organization or something. Mm. You know, that distinction starts to blur the more selective you are.
Mm.
And there's people, like people involved in the original founding of the internet, like Tim Berners-Lee, who really detest the way that the internet has turned out, where it's kind of really centralized and and regulations for the whole internet are really Facebook oriented. And so people are trying to figure out, you know, the question, I guess what we'll see is, does Facebook persist? Or do we start to have like a balkanized,
right?
Like, there's just not that much competition right now. What was the Google one called? Oh, Plus.
Google Plus. Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Buried.
It was just that the UI was just the worst.
Yeah. 次。今週月曜日、スクラブル用の公式辞書に新しく単語が300個追加されました。メールやソーシャルメディアなど、現代社会ではコミュニケーション手段として文字を書くことが主流になってきたため、You、Yowza、OK など、話し言葉を文字にしたものが複数追加されています。また、ビビンバ、アランチーニ、シラチャ、ゼンなどの外来語や、絵文字、シーポー、トゥーク、フェイスパームなど、近年生まれた言葉も追加されました。
On Monday, the official Scrabble dictionary added 300 new words, including some common in texting or social media, and words like ew, yowza, and ok, which are referred to as transcribed words. Furthermore, they have also added foreign words like bibimap, arancini.
Bibimba, ne? Bibimap じゃないよ。あの、韓国のほら、ビビンバってあるじ
ゃん。Oh, bibimba.
そう。
なんだ。How do you say it in English?
Bibimba.
Bibimba?
Yeah.
Really? Arancini, sriracha, and zen, and more recent words like emoji, sheeple, twerk, and facepalm.
そう、スクラブルって日本であんまり馴染みない人も結構いると思うんだけど、まあ、単語を作ってその長さによって点数とかが獲得できるっていうボードゲームだよね。
Certain tiles will like give you double points or triple points or
そう、なんかこう文字と文字をつなげてみたいな。なんか説明するのむずいからちょっとググってみてほしいんだけど。まあそこに今10万単語ぐらい。
It's like, it's kind of like しりとりor something.
そうだね。しりとりのもうちょっとむずい版みたいな。
Yeah.
あの、で、何の言葉でもいいわけじゃないんだよね。だから人の名前とかさ、あの、誰も使ってない造語とかはもちろんダメだから、あの、それを、本当にこんな言葉あったっけってチェックするように、まあ、スクラブルの公式辞書ってものがあって、そこに10万単語ぐらい今載ってるんだけど、こういうふうに新しいのが追加されたよっていう。
What's yowza? Yowza?
いや、これ誰が言ってんの？
What does that mean?
え、なんか、カンタンクじゃないの？これは。
So, like, cowabunga? Or some kind
that's,
of...
That's...
Yowza? Oh, like, 痛い。No.
Exclamation of surprise.
Yowza?
Or a word signifying approval.
We're old.
Yeah.
What's yowza?
でもね、とは言っても、Urban Dictionary に追加されてんのは2003年とか2006年とかだから、そんなに新しくもない。
The spelling is the same, Y-O-W-Z-A. Is it like, do you know if it's West Coast or East Coast or...
I don't know. Slang explanation meaning wow. Or any exclamation of surprise.
And they're adding okay now?
So, あの OK の OK ね。OKAY じゃない方。
The efficient OK.
Yeah. まあ、ew も結構今更って感じするけどね。
I'm surprised they didn't have Zen.
ね。シラーチャーもなんだ。
You know, there's a problem with Scrabble. So I played Scrabble when I was in Australia.
Oh, 超最近じゃん。タイムリー。
Yeah, with my girlfriend. I lost. Just barely, but I lost. And there's a problem. Because the letters only face one way.
Oh.
So you're sitting across from the person, right?
Hmm.
So someone is reading...
上下逆にね。
All these words upside down.
Yeah.
So Scrabble needs to develop some kind of hologram version of their tiles so that both players can read and like scan the board without having to do this.
え、同じ向きに座っちゃダメなの？隣に座ればいいじゃん。
No, that doesn't work because you
Why?
can't. No, you don't want the other person to see your letters.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to have amazing trust to do that one.
あれ？自分の持ち駒みたいなのがあって、それは相手見られちゃダメなんだっけ？
I mean, you can show them, but you'll be at a huge disadvantage. They'll avoid
So how are you hiding you them?
You have this little wooden stand.
Oh, I
and
see.
You get like seven letters.
Oh, okay.
You haven't played Scrabble?
I have, but like
not
a decade、
seriously.
ago. yeah, not seriously either.、
うん、
まあ、だって絶対にネイティブの人の方が勝つじゃん、こんなん。
You'd think so. Like, I think I have a much, no offense to my girlfriend, but I think I have a much larger vocabulary, but I lost. There's strategy in the game that has nothing to do with how、good you are with language. If、you hit the...triple things or whatever, you'll do enormous damage. But I think people studying English should play Scrabble. It is a fun game.
そうだね、そうだね。シーポーってなんか最近のエピソードでマイケルが説明してくれたよね。なんかフォローする人のことでしょ。
Can you explain facepalm?
Facepalm ってこういうことでしょ。
That was way too dramatic. No one is...palm punching themselves. You made it look like a punch.
Face plant もあるよね。
Face plant
はScrabble に入ってんのかね。OK なのかな。
You can't have face palm and not have face plant.
Face plant ってすごくさ分かりやすい言葉だと思わない。
You think so?
聞いた瞬間にさもう。情景が思い浮かぶ感じしない?
Well, it's like, I mean, why? Because you're planting your face、
yeah.
into the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
すごい、なんて言うんだろうね、もう映像が頭で再生される感じ。
I mean, face palm too. They have face desk, you know.
、
double face palm, is that a thing?
Double face palm?
Double face palm. You know, when people like soccer coaches will like do the double face, you know?
Right. Double. Arancini, I had to Google it. I didn't know what it was.
It's Don't tell like. Me.
Oh, okay.
No.
Guess what it is then?
pasta.
No, it's Italian though. Rice corocche みたいな Yeah, なんかシシリーのライスコロッケのことだって、アランチーニは。
ライスコロッケ
Yeah.、Like rice and deep fried.、
Is there anything in the rice? Is it like, it's not おにぎりコロッケ
No, it's kind of like, カプリチョーザのライスコロッケあるじゃん。Do you know what it is?、Oh God, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Forget it.
That's why I said don't tell me.
シラーチャーもね、まあここ何年で普通の調味料として認知されてるからね。
How about Zen?
I have a friend named Zen actually.
That's Thai.
His parents are hippie. Hippies.
They're both hippies.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
He has two.
Yeah. Zen.
Zen is kind of thrown around a lot, especially when people in other countries talk about Japanese things.
Yeah.
And they'll say like, oh, that's so Zen, bro.
Yeah, it's bro, like, that's so Zen. It's kind of like namaste, like, you know, being thrown around everywhere, here and there. Yeah. Or, なんかお辞儀とか、日本人のお辞儀とか、分かってないで、あと、こう手を合わせてお辞儀するみたいなさ。なんていうかね。
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I don't get offended.
What does it mean, though? When you hear someone say that, like, that's so Zen, or I'm feeling pretty Zen right now.
Yeah. Like at peace.
Yeah. What does it technically mean, Zen? Do you know?
Actually, no.
Oh my god. Well, it's like Zen Buddhism, right?
Yeah.
I think the Western connotation is that it's almost like Nirvana or something, but more chill.
Okay, on Wikipedia, there's Zen and Japanese Zen. It's separate. Zen is it's just the practice itself of Chan Buddhism.
Okay.
It opens the way to a liberated way of living. That's it.
Are you liberated, though? If you're, like, chanting in a monastery for 50 years? Or mentally?
Maybe.
Because you're not pursuing, you know, material possessions. You've...
煩悩から解き放たれてる。Yeah.
Do you think that's a thing? Like, Nirvana or Zen? Like, can you reach a place mentally where it's like, I'm just completely in the zone. I'm there now.
I guess so.
I don't need to be any more enlightened than this. I've peaked. I'm as lightened as you can get.
でもそう言ってる時点でもう Zen じゃない感じするよね。わかる?
So you think, so they just don't say it and we're just supposed to assume that they're there.
Or other people would think that they've peaked, but then they don't see it themselves because they are real. Zen.
But then have they peaked? Aren't they more right than the other people if they're the ones who are enlightened?
But it's hard to...
Well, but you should have total awareness of yourself. If you are truly enlightened, then you yourself would know that you're enlightened. And if someone asked you, are you enlightened? Yes or no? You'd be like, yes. I'm super enlightened.
でも無知の知ってもんがあるじゃん。だから the more you know, the more you realize that you don't know anything. So it's kind of like, maybe other people would think that they're enlightened, but then they would think that they're not. I don't know.
Have I told you the monk story with the like the cleaning guy or whatever, where these two monks are talking and they're in the temple and they look at this Buddha and they're like, God, I am nothing. And then the other Buddha says, God, I am nothing. And then some lowly guy that's sweeping up in the ashram is like, God, I am nothing. And then the two high priest Buddhas look at each other and they look at him and they're like, look who thinks he's nothing.
Am I supposed to be laughing right now?
It's optional. But it's like, look who thinks he's nothing. He's saying he's nothing, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, look at this guy. He thinks he's nothing. Like nothing is... We perceive not, you know, saying that you're nothing is like a hot shit thing.
Ah, right.
Do you get it?
Right, I got it now. You totally had to explain it.
My delivery was not that impactful. I'll take responsibility for it.
Why, thank you.
But okay. It's like this guy, there's no way he's enlightened enough to say I'm nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then the monks have this weird attitude about claiming
being
that you're nothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
でもそういう、なんだっけ、研究あなかったっけ、メディテーションすることによって自分が enlightened されてるって思い込んで逆になんか他を下に見る人たちがいるみたいな。
Now, are they right? Or is looking down on other people just an inherently naive thing to do?
Yeah,
it means that you're less enlightened.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I would think. But, yeah. 次。調査会社イプソスが5年間かけて40カ国に住む数万人を対象に行った調査の中で、多くの人が他人の性生活について現実とかけ離れたイメージを持っていることが明らかになりました。20代以下の若い女性が1ヶ月に何回セックスしていると思うかと質問すると、男性は平均月22回、女性は平均月12回と予想しており、35歳以下の男性に絞ると平均月35回と予想していました。正解は平均5回で、予想と大きな差がありました。逆に若い男性が1ヶ月に何回セックスしていると思うか尋ねると、男性は平均月15回と予想し、女性は平均月14回と答えましたが、正解はこちらも平均5回でした。
Opinion research company Ipsos conducted a survey of 40 countries over 5 years and found that most people hold false assumptions about the sexual activities of the general public. When asked how often they think women under 20 are having sex, the average answer men gave was 22 times per month, and the average answer women gave was 12 times per month. Men under 35 responded that they thought women were having sex around 35 times per month on average. Meanwhile, data suggests that women under 20 are only having sex 5 times per month on average. When asked how often young men are having sex, men responded 15 times per month and women responded 14 times per month. The correct answer is 5 times per month on average.
そう、20代以下だから women under 30だね。そう、これあのセックスに関する調査ってわけじゃなくて、あのみんなの期待値と現実のギャップっていう大きい括りの調査だったから、この他にもトップ500の企業の中で女性のエグゼクティブが何人ぐらいいると思うかっていう質問とかもしてんだよね、うん、で平均みんなだいたい5人に1人ぐらいって答えたんだけど、現実は 3% 以下とか、うん、なんかこう現実とみんなの想像のギャップがすごいですよっていう、
うん
ことが分かった調査なんだけど、その中でもこのパートについてあまりにもギャップがすごくてびっくりしたっていうのを、まあ、研究を率いた人が記事にしてたんだけど、
うん、
月35回ってさ、どんだけやってると思ってんのって感じじゃない？
That's not that crazy. If you had sex multiple times a day.
A day.
Yeah. So some days.
でも average だよ。
Yeah, average is ridiculous. Well, how many people involved are having almost zero or zero, right? And mm-hmm. when you factor in a lot of zeros, then that has a huge effect. So women under 30, what percentage of them do you think are basically just not having sex? Like 30%? 40%?
I don't know.
But it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So among people who are having sex, it's way higher than 5 times per month. Way, right. way higher, right?
Right. I mean, そう、中央値じゃなくて平均だから、まあ実際どうかっていうのはあれなんだけど、ただこう、何回やってると思うって聞かれて、パッと答えるにしては、多すぎです。どんだけやってると思ってんの？
So most people think that they themselves are having way less sex than
そうなの
the average.
そうで、これはこの研究だけじゃなくて、セックスに関する研究見るとよくあることなの。そのみんな自分より他人の方が全然めっちゃやってると勘違いしてるっていう傾向、謎の現象。
Look at the movies and the TV shows and the music and、mm. sort of the places from which we get our impression subconsciously.
Yeah. yeah.
of what the world is actually doing or
yep.
like. You know, there's sex all over the place, sexy stuff all over the place.
So, みんなこう彼氏彼女がいて、みんなもう簡単にセックスしてるみたいな、なんか印象を誤った印象を抱いている人が結構いる。あの、前にマイケルがインセルスの話をしてたけど、
mm-hmm.
それもなんて言うんだろうね、こう
involuntary celibate, so someone who would prefer to have sex but is in the process of failing.
Right. だそれもさ結構なんていうの、まあモテないで過ごしてきた人がこう自分がモテないことを社会のせいにして怒りをため込むみたいなことじゃん。
Not, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, that's not the case with everyone.
Yeah, of course not. But like, その
I don't know how what proportion of incels that would apply to. I think there are a lot of people that are, I don't know. It's just the reality of human interaction at.
Right, but I what I mean is like.なんかそういうふうに怒りをため込む人が一定数いて、
うん、
その原因の一つとしてやっぱこういう想像もある気がしない？なんかみんなはめちゃくちゃ やりまくれてるのに自分はやれてないとか、なんか女はみんな簡単に毎日何回もセックスしてるのに自分はなぜかできてないみたいな、こうなんていうの、うん、
We don't know which is
イメージが
あるみたいな。I don't know about causality, but I think certainly people who are involuntarily celibate would have a more skewed and negative outlook.
Right. 特にこの研究した人も言ってたし、まあ、先週も多分そういう話あったけど、その AV とかを見てることによって、なんていうの、まあみんな本当にその辺で出会った人と簡単にすぐやってるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
でそれが現実でも起きてるんじゃないかっていうふうに思っちゃう人は結構いるっていう。
As people that like by viewing pornography you I guess artificially remove one of the things that would strongly motivate you to try to attract women. And so when you haveThese lizard brain biological impulses to get a girlfriend or get, you know, have sex. If you are just in, you know, at home, depressed about it, and you jerk off, you actually get, you destroy your own motivation or your impetus, you know?
I guess, yeah.
Well, it's a theory, but... It makes sense to me. I don't know if it's true, but.
ね、まあだからこれはセックスの話だけど、それだけじゃなくて、こうソーシャルメディアとかによってみんなの外出の回数とかも多分多く見積もってそうじゃない？あ、みんなは常に外に出て楽しくしてるのに、自分はこんなに家にいるとか、それも多分思ってるよりみんなそんな外にいないとかさ。
Well, we're all like really motivated to try to do that, right?Because people think we're cooler than we are.
Right.
And people do nicer things for people that they think are cooler. You know, so we're kind of doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like actually, one of my Facebook friends, the woman that I used to work with, she had a baby maybe 2 weeks later than me. でも超外出てんのね。At least, you know, as far as I can see on Facebook, she's always out going to some baby mom events and that kind of stuff. All the time. And, まあ私はもうそんな気力もないし、めんどくさいし、別に家に、ほとんど家にいるんだけど、なんかそれを見てると、なんか自分は今気力がないから別にそれを、なんていうの、妬むとか羨むみたいな気持ちは正直別にないけど、もしそういう精神状態にある時にそれを見ちゃったら、あ、なんか焦ったりとかするのかなってちょっとこの間思った。なんか、あ、この人はこんなに外に出てるのに私はこんな家にいるみたいなさ。You know?
Well, everyone who's popular kind of there's a pattern, you know, with what people respond well to and what people don't on social media, right? Yeah. So we're incentivized to be like, oh, now I'm doing like baby yoga on Mount Fuji and like eating this you know, like
quinoa,
we kind of have the stereotype in our mind,
yeah,
and everyone sits around just kind of scrolling through this obvious stereotype, you know, that people are very persistent with presenting on social media, and if you stray from that, you will be punished, right? If you stray from that, and it's like you're just posting like, oh, this is such a drag. Well, nobody wants your negativity either.
Like,
no one's trying to hear, oh, it's difficult. No one cares, you know, because everyone has their own difficult thing. And that's why they're on mindless social media to try to de-stress about it in the first place. So
it's so tiring though, right? I mean, if you try to maintain your social media presence, first of all, like we have Instagram, joint Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm most of the time... もう覚えてないその存在自体を、
yeah.
でたまにあやばいなんかバイリンガルニュースのインスタに何かあげなくちゃとか思うけど、なんだろうそれを
We don't post very often.
そう忘れちゃってるからね
Like once a month is pretty good for us.
そうただそれをこう個人のアカウントでもメインテインしようとするとさ、mm-hmm. じゃあ友達と会ったら毎回写真撮って、mm-hmm. ご飯行ったらご飯の写真撮って、こうやって収録したらマイケルと二人で自撮りしてとかさ、
mm-hmm.
やってたらもう大変だよね。
Well, you've seen that Instagram split into like a, your page stuff and like the story thing,
yeah.
which I don't really understand. But the story is
You're
like
old.
People are doing that multiple times a day.
Oh yeah.
Just story, you know. Yeah. They're pointing their phone at something multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And then you have the posting, the regular posting.
Yeah.
Going on too. So they know that there is a level at which if it was all posts, it'd just be too much.
Yeah.
So they like broke part of it off and made it the story thing.
Snapchat もそうだもんね。Story があって。
Like, Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
インスタもストーリーは多分20設定しなければデフォルトは24時間とかだもんねで消えちゃうんだよね、
hmm.
ただセーブすることもできるみたいな
I see So the story thing is like Snapchat
Yeah
Okay
Yeah I don't really I mean I know how it works I know what it is But、mm. then I don't really know why it's so popular Because写真が見たいっていうのは分かるし、
mm-hmm.
動画が見たいのも
Because you're not all the way in. You're one of these, you know, pussyfooting around the technology. People that are in, and
yeah,
they are doing stories, you know, 5-6 times a day.
Yeah, so I'm curious. Like, I want to know why it's so appealing.
Because,
I'm not judging. I'm just genuinely curious because I.
Mm. But I think you kind of tip over into this world where more than half the things that you're producing and consuming are digital. Like you can fall the other way, and it's kind of like your social media becomes the real world.
Yeah.
And the real world is kind of happening in the background.Of what's going on in your social media. And that might sound really weird, but I really think that's... Because I've kind of felt that. I felt that.
Okay.
Like, it's like you're... The social media is the real world. Because what you're doing in real life, you're doing it in order to make something appear a certain way in social media.
Like, don't you have to have certain level of...What is it? Like, なんだろうね? This idea that people want to see you, like people are super interested in you to be posting tons of stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? Because, like, I have a baby now, and, なんかみんなに見せたい気持ちはあるじゃん。かわいいから自分の子供、友達とか親とか。だからそれはもう仲いい人たちにメールで送ればいいんであってなんかその不特定多数までいかないけど何百人といる Facebook の友達みんなにそれを見たいだろうみたいな感じになんかする
But if you,
なんかそこまで見たくないだろうなって自分で冷静に思っちゃうなんか
I think that's probably accurate I mean the stereotypical the most common complaint about Facebook is that it's all babies.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's the number one complaint about Facebook.
Yeah. And babies が一番わかりやすい例だけど、まあその他にもさ、彼氏との写真とか家族とか何でもいいけどさ、他人はそこまで別に興味ないじゃん。
Well, it's that, you know, it's like, oh, great for them. They, oh, good for you. And then let me go back to my shitty life where I just, you know, microwave this cup noodle or whatever I'm doing.
Don't microwave your cup noodle.
But there's people that are in, you know, there's a certain level of like, look how great my life is that people can stand if they feel like their life is seriously on the slopes.
Yeah.
Like in a real way.
Yeah.
Like a serious, slopey right. life situation, you know? And I don't know. I understand the impulse to share it, but at the same time, if you reviewed, you know, whatever, 500 people on your Facebook or something one by one, you wouldn't send it to those people one by one. It's not like a batch.
Yeah.
Email.
Yeah.
Which would probably result in maybe like 50 people max.
Yeah.
Right?
Or much less.
If you were like sending it one by one, yeah. but you just wanted a machine that would send it to all of those people that you actually want to send it to.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also like the kind of people that you've added on Facebook, right? It's not just your actual close friends mm-hmm. only.
Well, like, a lot of people on Facebook don't know who the hell you are. Honestly. They have no idea who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I have random... I mean, all the people on my Facebook are the people that I've actually met. I know the people who add anyone, mm-hmm. you know? But
you've added but people still. Who've added anyone. And then those people are somehow connected to your data in some weird way.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, your friend commented on, I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on your specific settings. Who knows? Ask Zuck.
Ugh. See?
Researchers John McCoy and Tomer Ullman ran what they call a minimal Turing test, in which 1,000 online participants were asked to use a single word to convince other participants that they are a human being and not an artificial intelligence. Popular words included love, mercy, and banana. But the most successful word for convincing others that you are not an AI is the word poop. The study will be published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology.
Journal of Experimental Social Psychology に掲載されたジョン・マッコイ氏とトーマー・ウルマン氏による研究で、1000人の被験者に単語を一つだけ使って見えない相手に自分が人工知能ではなく人間であることを証明してもらう実験を行いました。最低限チューリングテストと名付けられたこの実験で、被験者の多くは愛、慈悲、バナナなどの言葉を選択しましたが、相手に自分が人間であるとすぐに分かってもらえる一番効果的な単語はうんちでした。
It's great work, humans.
Yeah.
お疲れ様。
おバカだね。本当に人間って。かわいいよね。確かにさ、poopって送られてきたらこれは人間だろうなって思うよね。
Not anymore though, because now that the study has come out.
だからもうこれ読んじゃったらさ、あれだけど。
You know the alien AI thing is going to arrive, and it's going to have a big banner that says "poop," trying to trick us.
Poop.
Yeah.
It's smart. I mean, in a way.
Poop is a meme.right?
Yeah.
Like unchi or like unko. Unko is probably the number one yurukyara in Japan.
Right.
Unko.
Yeah.
And if people see unko somewhere in other countries, I think a lot of people recognize that it's kind of a Japanese character meme because it's so big here.
Like the emoji?
Like the poop kawaii emoji? The kawaii unko.
顔ついてるやつ、
yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
うん。あのね、ポープは絶対うんちなんだよね。うんこではない。私の中では。
ポーピー。
あ、ポーピー。 No, unko is a, is
is poo poo.
No, no, unchi is cuter than unko. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That really?
Mm.
Since when?
Since I don't know. For me, ちょっとこれ聞いてる人、まあ、私とみんな同じ認知じゃないかもしれないけど、私の中ではうんちの方がうんこより可愛い。
Really?
うん。
What?
Yeah. It's more it's classier.
It's classier.
I don't know.
Have you always had this preference, or is this a、うん、a recent idea?
いやいや、昔からちっちゃい時から、huh. だからうんこって言わないもん私は。Cause I'm classy.
Wait, is it classy or is it 可愛い？
可愛いし、なんて言うんだろう、ちょっと、なんて言うんだろうね。It's less vulgar-ish.、
Hmm. You think unko is vulgar?
Not vulgar, but like, you know.
What's wrong? Can you? I don't understand what's wrong with unko.
男の子がもっと言いそうな感じ。わかる？
Me and some of my friends used to call each other unko.
Okay.
It's just like a casual. if someone's not like,
that's
doing
like,
what they're supposed to be doing, it's like, hey, unko.
Like, hmm.
Yo,
okay.
Unko.
Hmm.
You know, log in or whatever, or choose your character or something.
Hmm.
You know, I'd be like, yo, unko. we wouldn't say like, yo, unchi.
That's cute, isn't it?
Is that why?
I don't know. But, yeah. Do you watch Rick and Morty, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite episodes is the one with Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah.
And
is he that yellow stick guy?
Yeah.
What is he?
Alien.
But what is he
supposed
made
to be
out of?
I don't know.
He's like a pencil or something almost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not actually a pencil, right?
No, he's an alien.
Okay.
Posing as this thing.
Interesting. So we would be wrong to assume that he's a human, even though his name is Mr. Poopy Butthole. But maybe that's why, that's the irony, is that he's an extraterrestrial, but he has such a terrestrial name, like Poopy Butthole.
Yeah. Is he a butthole?
How can you be a butthole?
like, なんか長いから。
No.
He looks like this.
What, he's a attract?
I don't know what he is.
He's wearing a hat. He's not actually.
He's even wearing clothes and shoes and socks.
Yeah. I think it's just a name.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have washiretto or toilet paper.
I just say this word, Mr. Poopy Butthole, all the time now because I have a baby and he poops all the time.
Do you call him Mr.
Yeah,
Poopy
I'm like,
Butthole?
Are you a Mr. Poopy Butthole?
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but that's just an information.
Thank you for that. Useful download.
次.
On Sunday, a miniature space elevator developed by Shizuoka University was launched from Tanegashima to the International Space Station aboard an H-2B rocket. The tiny space elevator is part of the Space Tethered Autonomous Robotic Satellite, or STARS, project and includes two small 10-centimeter cubic STARS ME satellites connected by a 10-meter cable and a motorized elevator car, which travels along the cable between them. The elevator car is 3 centimeters by 6 centimeters.
Is it HIIB rocket? Is that?
H2B.
Okay. 先週日曜日、JAXA の H2B ロケットが静岡大学が開発したミニチュアの宇宙エレベーターを乗せて国際宇宙ステーションに向け種子島を出発しました。 これは静岡大学能見研究所のスターズプロジェクトの一環で、10メートルのケーブルでつなげられた2つの10センチ角の超小型人工衛星の間を3センチ×6センチのエレベーターが行き来できるものです。出た宇宙エレベーター。
This is the first one.
あれだよね、大林組のやつだよね。
No,
I think they worked together.
Oh, did they?
うん、多分。なんかこの静岡大学の能見研究所のサイト見てたら、大林組が作った画像をクレジットとともに使ってたから、まあ一緒にやってんのかなと思ったけど。
This is pretty small.
うん。でも
10メートル。
でも結構離れてるよね。
うん、まあ10メートル is pretty small. I mean, we're talking about
for a space
it has to go down to Earth and yeah.But it's a cool idea. I don't think we'll end up with a space elevator even by... What did they, when did they say they would do it? By like 2050?
Oh, maybe not. I don't
maybe.
know.
I mean, maybe they could. That's a long time.
Yeah. そんぐらいだった気がするよ。
Well, anything could happen by 2050.
そうね。
We'll be harvesting the sun.More directly or
other people's sons. あ、いや、そうだよ。本当にそうだよ。2050年であって。
うん。じゃあ、まあ。
10万キロの宇宙エレベーター。
うん。So I guess the little car is going to move along this cable. I don't know if it's going to actually transport something, but the idea of having a cable that comes all the way down to the surface. Like imagine like you could just walk up to it. It's like a rope.
Yeah.
Right? And you look up. It's almost like, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it just goes up into the... goes up into the clouds.
Yeah.
Something like that. Where you could just start... You could grab some little thing and it'll start climbing up.
I don't know if it's more scary or less scary.To have
something like, hanging or to climb up something?
Yeah, like, その飛んでいくのとピュンっていくのでどっちが
What's ピュンっていく？
そのエレベーターで。
Okay.
で、つながってるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
っていうのとロケットで飛んでいくのと
What if we make a tower? So it's attached to the ground.
Like Babel?
Yeah, but it's really tall. That you can climb all the way up.Like you just keep going up the stairs. I don't know how many
stairs.
Flights. Yeah. Like stairs.
Stairs.
Stairs all the way to space.
No elevator or escalator.
Stairs all the way up.
Like your apartment. That yeah. sucks.
Yeah. And then partway through you have to put on like a, you know, oxygen mask and there's people camping like, you know, 2 kilometers up. Way up there.Way up there. Is that less feasible than the elevator? Is to just build something that's that tall? Or we just don't, we probably just don't have any materials that are strong enough. It'll just snap.
I don't know.
What if we build something on a tall mountain that people wouldn't mind being there?
そういう問題なの?
Well,
But elevator is kind of scary, right? なんか途中でなんかあったらスタックしちゃいそうみたいな。
Yeah, like regular elevators.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, except But this instead, thing is you're falling. In space. It's falling around the Earth, right?
Right.
The space elevator is falling around the Earth and...If you have an elevator car that comes down into the atmosphere, that's going to generate a significant amount of drag, right? And so, I mean, you'd have to have it not moving relative to the atmosphere.
Right. And, How do they do that?
I think they have some counterbalance...idea with there's a specific orbit that you'd have to use.
Okay. Like a,
well, you'd, I guess a geostationary orbit is what you'd use, right? And then have some kind of, I don't know. A lot of smart people have said that it's not feasible.
Yo, so I'm on Obayashi Gumi's website now.
Mm-hmm.
で、あの、構想っていう、あの、画像があるんだけど、
mm-hmm.
火星、
火星？
火星を経由して木星まで行ってんだけど、エレベーターですごくない？
What? So it's like an interplanetary elevator that they want to build.
Yeah.
You know, Mars is really, really, really far away.
I know.
Compared to like the...
だから今びっくりした。
Compared to like low Earth orbit.
これ...
Or geostationary. We don't have the materials for that, do we? Are they suggesting like a carbon nanotube?
わかんない。でも理論的には実現可能と言われていますって書いてあるよ。
It'd be cool to have very large space structures.
Yeah.
But I think the best way to move between them would be like ion thrusters or something.
あ、だからこれ本当にエレベーターで一箇所じゃなくて、もうまっすぐこういうふうに、なんていうの、電車メトロみたいな感じなんだけど。
What?
これが Jupiter、これは Mars。
And there's a physical...cable that goes that whole distance is what it's saying.
I don't know, but it looks like it, no? At least on this image.
It definitely looks like it, but
right?
It's hard to believe.
Right?
It's difficult enough to just build it.
But they're making it look like it in this image.
Hmm. I don't know if their credibility goes up or down with that diagram. Why do you need a tether, though? I mean, there's no gravity. Just keep floating. Or are you accelerated the entire time? Like,
I don't know.
Like, you accelerate.
これは詳しい人に聞かないと分かんない、全然。
Mm. I think it's image.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
did
curious,
you see that
though.
iSpace is launching on SpaceX Falcon 9?
Oh, mm-hmm. When?
2020, and then I think in 2021. And they're going to deploy a lander on the moon, and then I think in the next launch they will deploy a rover, the rover that we saw.
Oh, いいね。Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And they have a pretty cool video on YouTube.
Oh.
That shows their plan.
頑張ってほしいよね。
Yeah, they show it like... are there two rovers? There's some other little... Yeah, I think there's two rovers. There's like a little single wheel long cylinder rover that has a... like a tow hitch...and a pulley system so that it can lower the primary rover down into deep craters without it risking falling over.
Yeah. あ、本当だ。昨日何会見したのこれ。
Mm-hmm.
iSpace が会見。
I think it's called Hakuto R.
Oh, it was yesterday. They had a press conference.
Mm.
Oh.Nice. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. So, apparently they can deliver things to the moon using the Falcon 9 rocket.
Mm.
So, should be pretty cool. I mean, that rover is going to be outfitted with pretty high-level video capturing. And, you know, lights and other sensors and technology that should be able to give us new insights about the moon caves.
Right. いや、だってさ、ムーンマンの映像もさ、なんかハイデフィニションプリすごかったもんね。
うん。 Moon Man?
Wasn't it the Elon's car guy?
Moon Man.
What was his name?
Starman.
Starman, yeah. Moon Man. Starman.
Moon Man is Maezo.
Right. そうだ。いやいや。すごかったもんね。
Mm.
なんかこんな高画質で見えるのみたいな。
Mm. It looks like CGI.
Yeah.
Because there's no atmosphere. So yeah. It's like super crisp. But yeah, we have no way to like see the surface of the moon right now, like from the surface.
Right.
Like you should be able to just type in like moon.com or something and see a live feed something on the lunar surface. So I think the iSpace mission could deliver something like that, which would be pretty cool.
2020年代やばいね。楽しみなこと超あるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
All right, 次。
Researchers developed a scale for measuring a secularity and then measured the secular distance between 196 high school students and 328 of their parents. According to the researchers, measuring secularity mitigates against biases that arise when trying to measure religiosity, given the differences between religions. Students were found to be significantly more secular and less likely to agree with statements like, I'm guided by religion when making important decisions in my life, and I have a spirit or essence beyond my physical body. One of the authors, Ryan Cragen, stated the following, given the interesting relationships between religiosity and politics, parenting, fertility, and attitudes towards abortion, understanding these shifts in religiosity and secularity will be one of the most important questions facing the social scientific study of religion and non-religion in the 21st century. The study, titled Religious and Secular Distance, How Far Apart Are Teenagers and Their Parents, was published in the journal Psychology of Religion and Spirituality.
Psychology of Religion and Spirituality? Or of?
I think it's and.
And spirituality. に掲載された宗教と非宗教の距離、ティーネイジャーと親との距離とはと題された論文で、高校生196人とその親328人を対象に、それぞれの個人の非宗教の度合いと親子間での差を調査しました。研究ではバイアスを最低限にするため、宗教の度合いではなく非宗教の度合いを測りました。その結果、高校生は親に比べて非宗教の度合いが高くなっており、人生において重要な決断をする際に宗教の教えに導かれている。自分は肉体を超えた精神的存在であるといった文章にそう思わないと答える傾向にありました。チームの一人ライアン・クレーガン氏は以下のように述べています。宗教は政治、子作り、子育て、中絶などと面白い関係性があるため、こうした非宗教の度合いのシフトを理解することは21世紀の社会科学において最も重要であると言えるでしょう。確かにね、中絶一つとっても、まあ、宗教にかなり密接に結びついてるからね、
うん、
意見が真っ二つに分かれてるけど、アメリカとかは、
うん、I think it might be a bit, well it is fairly different here in Japan where,
そうだね、
I think secularism is quite high here, but there's also a lot ofspirituality. So,
yeah, so これを見て思ったのは、その例えばこの I have a spirit beyond my physical body とか、なんかこれって別に
a lot of Japanese people would say yes.
そうそう、だから宗教信じてなくても、なんか特定の宗教信じてなくてもスピリチュアリティはある人は結構いるじゃん。
But it is religious spirituality. You know, you would never go to a Japanese funeraland suggest otherwise, you know, and I think in those moments, like, a lot of people there are, like, you know, believing that, you know, there's some kind of spiritual, ancestral afterlife, you know, like, you can still communicate with that person even though they're not here.
Yeah. Right? I don't know how much of that is related to religion. I mean, then again, it's like,
well,
what's religion?
Well, it's totally a religious.
No, but like, 例えばなんかフローテーションタンクやった時とかに、おお、なんか体のバウンダリーがない、なんか I'm one with the universe とか思ったけど、別にそれは that doesn't make me a religious person, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so.
But you're less secular, I think.
I guess it's just the definition of.
If you think you can talk to spirits in the afterlife, that's religious. I mean, people define religious in whatever way is most convenient for themselves. But it's, we should just say ideological.
Right.
You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, like,
there are a lot of things that are religious, but no one would ever really consider that religious.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so それちょっとこれ読んだ時に思った。確かにそう、だから国によってもね全然違うから、アメリカみたいにこう分かりやすく分かれてるとか、じゃあ中絶に反対っていう人がいたら、あ、もしかしてキリスト教かなとか、なんとなく簡単にアスームできちゃうところあるけど、日本はあんまりそういうふうにはいかない。
It's not as clear as it used to be, but
still, I mean, compared to Japan,
like you wouldn't.Yeah, I mean, this author highlights the, I guess, the political relationship with religiosity.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, whatever your worldview happens to be will determine your politics. You know, if you're religious, then that will define a lot of your worldview in a predictable way. Whereas if you're secular, there isn't a predictable way, you know, to...I guess your politics, but you could have any political position.
だからこう時代とともに親から子供にそれが受け継がれる度合いが薄まってるっていうことじゃん。それは面白いよね。まあこういうテクノロジーが発展してっていうのもあると思うけど。
Well, I don't know.My knowledge of history is not detailed enough for me to have like any specific references to a time where something like this happened. You know, always ideologies have been subverted by other ideologies, and rather than a pursuit of kind of this secular rationalist, you know.Wading through the unknown approach, because it's like,
right,
secularism has a lot to do with your worldview, but it is not a complete or substantive worldview in itself. It doesn't tell you anything about what's going on at all. So I think we're transitioning into a world where a huge number of people are consciousof the fact that they have no clue what's going on. And that's never happened on Earth.
Yeah. だからそれを受け入れられるか受け入れたくないかの問題じゃん。なんかその分かんないことがたくさんあって、最新の科学を持ってしても答えがないこと、自分が死ぬまで本当に分かんないことっていうのは大量にあって、それをもうそういうものだと受け入れるのか、いや答えはもう今すぐ手に入れたいみたいな。
Well, there's not that much to take in, honestly, for secularists. There's a whole lot more that you have to bring on board to become religious, right? Secularism is just, you know, jettison these few unfounded beliefs that you have, and then you're there. You're secular.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of bringing things on, you know, scientifically or otherwise with secularism, I think. Although that tends to be the tendency. But there's a... What is the... There's like a joke or expression, but it's like the smart man will bet on God and an afterlife. Because if you're wrong, you just get the same result that the atheist will get. Right. But if you're an atheist, you know, if you're wrong, then you lose everything.
Yeah.
But you don't get anything for being right.
Yeah.
So there's kind of this inherent bias towards the utility of being religious, which, given what we don't know, can be a rational choice for some people.
Right. Yeah, if you care about your afterlife. Right? Or the quality of your afterlife.
Why should you care about your afterlife any less than you do your present life? You know, maybe this is your afterlife. Who knows?
Yeah, but so no.
But the cool thing that's going on now is that if you're born in a religion and you grow up in that religion, you just kind of go with the flow. You're just kind of betting on what, like crowd intelligence or something, the wisdom of sort of something that you've inherited. It's been working so far.
You know?
If it's not broke, we don't need to fix it. But if you cut yourself off from that, or you walk outside the boundaries of, you know, where religious people typically explore, you could go anywhere. Who do you listen to? How do you know whether you should listen to, you know, Buddha or Jesus or Castaneda or Gandhi or...
Yeah.
Where does your... How do you understand the world? And there's a... I think it's a song. It's like, you are the eyes of the world. The world can't see like we can. And we are... It's seers. So the question is, you know, what do we all see? What's the difference between how we all see the world and maybe zeroing in on something? But people are starting to ask the question more directly, like, what do you make of this reality? Like, what do you think it is? Because if you're just born in a religion, you're raised in it, then it's always been answered from the very beginning. But now we have all these people that are transitioning out. And they're going to have a new kind of existential crisis, you know. It is an existential crisis, obviously.
Yeah. That's what I kind of wonder about raising your own child. Like, I grew up going to Christian schools all my life. So at least, 例えばその、カルトとの違いとか分かるわけじゃん。So I would basically grow up...
It's a safer cult.
Yeah, basically. But like, I grew up surrounded by grown-ups who would judge cult, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge no-no. But like, I don't have a religion now. So 自分の子供はそういうベースが何もない状態で育った時に、何もジャッジしない状態だったら、その変なカルトとかに引っかかったりするのかなとか、You know what I mean? 逆に、
It's totally possible. I mean, right? you've had friends that got way too gothy or way too up in something where you know their parents were like, oh snap, I hope this is just a phase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably had you know, phases yourself that would concern your parents, but you don't want you. People are certainly concerned that their children will be indoctrinated into some ideology that will, you know, betray their interests in the interests of perpetuating the ideology.
Yeah.
Which there are many. But it's also very difficult to hold someone down in a state of not understanding the world or why it exists or why you exist. You know, why are you a human instead of a wombat, or why aren't you on a different planet, or why are planets even a thing?
Yeah.
Why is, you know, it goes on forever. Why should the universe have an age? You know, the answers we get as an educated secular person are not entirely satisfactory. There's still, you have to be able to tolerate the mystery.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary because until now I can just believe in anything that I want, and I can have certain explanation to those beliefs that can satisfy me. Mm-hmm. Like if it satisfies me, then that's okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's partial, mm-hmm. it's okay. Because it's just me. But if you have a child, then you would have to explain it to him. And that's kind of, I mean, I don't know how we're going to do that. But
I think it's going to be a pretty substantial cultural, I mean, social problem in the coming years. Like, it's going to be a serious problem. I mean, it's like you got rid of one problem, right? You know, we say that there are all these negative things about, you know, Christianity, but would you rather have your neighbor be a well-behaved Christian, I don't know, Mormon, goody-two-shoes, you know, like a pretty straight edge, like their behavior is at least predictable,
yeah.
right? If that's your neighbor. But if your neighbor is some random atheist, or Satanist, we don't know. But
yeah. I think just like you said, it's the predictability.
It's the predictability.
That a word? Yeah. Right? Like, and it's definitely easier if your child is predictable. Mm-hmm. It's not, maybe it's not fun, but at least you won't have to worry about them so much.
Yeah, well, if you have those values and you're in a community where everyone there knows that they all have sort of the same values, then you feel a lot more comfortable, you know, showing up with your kid and introducing them to, you know, this person or that person. But if you're in a community where it's more like, you know, just the end of times, hedonistic, endless garden party of just pleasure or whatever kind of community, and, you know, you bring your child around that. I mean, you may prefer that. I don't know. Everyone has their own places where they're comfortable culturally. Yeah. But there is something about the predictability that everyone kind of appreciates.
Yeah, I mean, 宗教だけじゃなくてそれ日本っていう国もそうじゃない?
Like the immigration problem.
Yeah,
know.
Diverse じゃなかったから、mm-hmm. ある程度、あ、みんな侍の心みたいな、こう predictable だったけど、なんかこういうことはしないだろうとか、mm-hmm. これは好きだ、納豆みんな好きじゃないのとか、
mm-hmm.
まあ、簡単なところで言うと、ただそれが全然もう分かんないってなっちゃうと怖いみたいな感じで。
I feel it all the time that, you know, people treat me very differently than most Japanese people, full Japanese looking people.
Yeah.
Because my appearance makes me far less predictable to people in this country. And I don't interpret that as racism. It's just...People have the right to avoid risk. I'm a risky person to sit next to on the train, you know, if it's shuden or something. What if I just freak out or I start hitting on this girl or something?
Right.
Or they think I'm some chabao or something.
Yeah, right? I mean, I always think that Japan is like a small village, you know. So, こんな村社会的なとこがあるからね。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know how the society is going to treat my son, for example. He has a total Western name, but he will look Asian.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
it'll be a very different world by the time your son's
very
old. I mean, it's got to be better than it was 10 or 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? Yes, definitely.まあ、数が増えてるからね、そういう人も。
Would you have a problem if your kid was religious?
Depends on the religion, for sure.
Depends on the religion. So Scientology is no.
No.
Or what if you're okay? Because it's like, what if he's just like doing really well and everywhere else in his life he's doing like amazing, but he's joined Scientology. Like it's beneficial. I don't believe that.
Well, it also depends on if he's being exploited or not, right? By the financially and mentally and emotionally and stuff. So if he's paying a lot of money or something, then definitely I'll have to talk to him about it.
Well, I think all religions will exploit you. I mean, they ask a lot of your mental attention and time.
I don't know. Resources. Oh, God. Yeah. Like, if he joins Scientology.
Or what if it's something more benign?
Like what?
Like Amway. It's not a religion. What if it's...
That's not benign either. Okay. You're just selling a bunch of shit to your friends.
But if he just became like one of these casual Catholics, you know, like Catholic, but not really, but I'm kind of, you know, like most Catholics.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean... If it's casual, then I guess anything is fine as long as it's not harmful to others.
So, like, what's the group that always comes to my apartment and tells me
Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
No, because they're against blood transfusion, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So the Amish are out too. If your son was Amish.
Can he suddenly become Amish? No, right?
You can't?
That's not just a religion. That's more like a...
The Amish aren't recruiting at all?
No. They're not even allowed to talk to the outsiders. So how are they recruiting? No, it's like they're family. It's more like a cultural thing, right? It's not just some religion that you can randomly join.
I figured the Amish would be growing and like recruiting all these people now all these people, you know, there is an anti-technology kind of movement.
No, that's why they have to decide, right, whether to stay or not. And once they leave, they can't even talk to their family members.
What are the other, I guess the Luddites, right? Or the...
There's a new religion, not God. What is it called?
There are all these new secular religions, have you noticed, that are based on predictions about the future. The central theme is not like a cult of personality like Jesus or Buddha or whatever, but rather these religions are kind of like the original old school religions almost.
Yeah,
because
they're
based on prophecy.
Right.
Like this is going, you know, you will be able to upload your mind religion. You know, they build a belief around the supposed inevitability of certain events in the future.
Okay.
And so that whole group behaves in preparation. Well, like Jesus, you know, is going to return, the return of the Messiah.
Yeah.
Right? At the end of the world or whatever. So this... If you have a really credible prediction about the future, I think you can get a religion going pretty easily.
Was it the premise? Jesus is coming back at the end of the world?
Yeah, of course.
So Jesus shows up and people start freaking out? Like, oh shit, this means it's the end of the world?
I think it depends. People have different ideas about it. And some people think that Jesus has already returned or visited like North America. But yeah, it's the, you know, the second coming.
Because I was always kind of curious. In the Bible, he dies, right?
And sort then, of.
Right. He's crucifixed and then he comes back looking like a different person. And the disciples don't really recognize him and then like he gets pissed off, right? And Jesus is like, I told you guys that I'm coming back. You didn't, you know, didn't you believe me or whatever? And then he kind of disappears again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like where did he go?
I think he just went back.
To heaven?
To being dead.
I was always kind of curious. Like why did he just come back for like one dinner or two and then just left?
Well... It's interesting that you brought up that story because I think the only person that's ever touched the flesh of resurrected Christ is Thomas the Doubter. I think it's Thomas. And it's because he did not believe.
Wasn't it Peter?
I think it's Thomas, but you might be right. You might know.
But I don't know.
But it was his refusal to believe.
Right.
His secularity that led to him actually being able to touch the flesh of Christ. And of course, in Christianity, like, the flesh of Christ is like a big deal.
Right.
So there's kind of a weird, I don't know. It's like sending the opposite message that you'd expect to send.
True.
Right?
You're awarded. In a way.
Awarded for yeah. the skepticism, for not believing this yeah. person right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's weird. And he wasn't he the one who denied that he was working with Jesus to, like, random people after Jesus was crucifixed? Like, he got scared, and he didn't want to be associated with Jesus. So when someone was like, hey, like, weren't you the guy who was working for Jesus? He's like, no, no, no. And he denied it like three times or something. Hmm. Just as Jesus predicted when he was still alive.
Hmm.
See, my Bible memory is coming back. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, good. Whatever. So, 文字起こしのテキスト Mac, iPhone,iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円、激安で全部のテキスト読み放題っていうプランもあります。単語テスト機能とかね、ゲーム感覚で単語を学べる機能とかもついてるので。
And that app is, the app itself is free.
そう、アプリ自体は無料なんで。ダウンロードしてみてください。あと、最初に言ったように、バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトができました、文字起こしのアプリのリンクもそこに貼ってあるしストアもありますエコバッグとかトレーナーとか T シャツとか売ってるのでぜひチェックしてみてね
お願いします
あとインスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやってます No graphic images there
Yeah, maybe later
のでフォローお願いします
お願いします
終わり
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。